The following programming is sponsored by Monica Lowry and Melinda Allen. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk with Mindy, Monica, and Maisha. I am Monica.
I'm Mindy.
I'm Maisha.
And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to our show. How are you ladies doing this morning?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Feeling refreshed.
Actually, I'm amazing.
I knew that was coming.
See the smile on my face?
Smile.
It's almost spring. Spring is tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You didn't know that?
I thought it was like the 21st.
It's the 20th because...
The start of spring is tomorrow.
Is it?
So she's just going to make up her own.
I am not.
She's making it up.
I am not.
My birthday is March 21st. So the first day of spring is March 20th. Because I always brag like, my birthday is the first full day of...
Listen,
I got to ask Rita's because...
Tomorrow is the first day of spring.
So I can go to Rita's tomorrow and get a free water ice?
I think Rita's and everyone else celebrated on the 21st.
Oh, so only Mindy. Okay, so Mindy's first day of spring is tomorrow, you guys.
No, okay.
Can somebody go it real fast?
I don't have to. I've been born March 21st all my life. I know.
I don't know.
So
it's March the 20th. Right?
I don't know.
The equinox, I believe, of spring starts tomorrow.
Somebody help us out.
And no one helps. Listen, it's called Always Trust Mindy. Spring is tomorrow.
Okay, spring
everyone.
Is sometime this week, you guys.
Now.
Wait a minute. I know she's not right. Wait a minute. I'm Googling it now.
Go ahead,
wait a
Google.
Because Monica said, wait.
Say, Siri, when does spring start? And Siri will tell you.
Oh, my God.
It's tomorrow?
She's right.
Thank you. Okay.
Something
can I get
about the equinox or whatever it is?
I just said that. Yeah.
Tuesday, March 19th, 2024.
Okay. Yes. So, yeah. Spring is tomorrow, you guys.
I apologize, Mindy.
I apologize, Mindy.
Yeah. I apologize.
And I need a bigger voice.
And my broken need a bigger voice.
Right. I always feel like March 3rd. I don't know. I can't keep up. There's so many changes. I can't keep up.
Okay. Let me check that off. One for the win. For Mindy. For the win. Okay. How was your weekend, Monica?
Good. I actually got out the house this weekend.
Yay. You can tell spring coming. Monica, get out the house.
I actually, but you know what happened though? So the kids, because I had planned on staying in the house and do some things in the house.
Of course you were.
And literally they start popping off the chains and I was like, oh no, I'm not staying in the house with them bouncing off the walls like that. So I took a drive and then I ended up at my church because we had, they just started our women's ministry back at the church.
Okay.
Called Daughters of Zion. And it was pretty good.
Oh, that's nice.
Church. Time to reflect and, interact with other adults.
Other women or adults?
Adult
women. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Adult women. So
that's nice.
Good.
Women empowerment.
Yeah.
It is Women's Empowerment Month.
So I don't know if they did that on purpose because of Women's Empowerment Month, but I just think it was just one of those coincidences,
Is it Women's History Month or Empowerment Month? Okay. That's good. So how was the kids? Well, Jacob was there. You could have stayed.
He showed off.
Yeah. All them women.
Yeah. He didn't know what to do with himself.
So my mom was there,
Your mom was there?
Yes, my mom was there. So he saw his grandma all the way across the, across the sanctuary, and he was just loving his grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, so.
That was nice of your mom. She doesn't go to your church, right? She doesn't attend.
She used to. She used to. Yeah, so.
Okay, that's good. Always nice to praise. Mm-hmm. And get prayer with mama. I miss my mom. Go ahead, Maisha. How was your weekend?
Pretty relaxed. I actually stayed in Saturday and watched a movie, or listened to a movie, I guess. I don't know. And then yesterday I went out with my friends to celebrate St. Patty's Day. So, yeah.
St. Patty's Day, it was green all over. I thought it was like an Eagles parade going on. Everything was all green. I love St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm. You know what's so funny? Me too. I love St. Patrick's Day. I don't know why.
It's like the Irish really knows how to have fun.
Yes, we had a ball. So.
That's
So did she just say we had a ball?
Yeah, I think that's what that that white girl wasted probably came from. Because when I tell you, they were having so much fun. I saw all the parades from New York, from Boston, from Philadelphia. Like, they really goes out for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Made me want to go out there, but I stayed in the house. I had a relaxing last couple of days. I actually spent time with family, with the kids. We started out Thursday at the park. We all met at the park, you know, and the kids. And what was it? Lincoln Kelly Drive.
Yeah,
we went out Kelly Drive with the kids. It was a very nice day. Finally took the baby out. It was her first time being outside, so she was like so excited.
Yeah, she loved it.
And the kids and the dog, you know, he was along. He came along.
I have to touch bases with you about where that park we went to before. I couldn't remember where it was. I know which street to go down halfway, but I didn't remember where it was.
Oh, you're talking about on Bali Kevin's side?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot the name of that park, but it's two parks over there, so you can get lost of which one. Yeah, I forgot the name of it, but we can because they had everything over there, right?
Yeah.
And then Saturday, I stayed in. I really stayed in the house.
You stayed in the house?
Yeah. It was so relaxing, so peaceful, and amazing.
She noticed how she can even find amazing just even in the smallest things.
Right. Yeah. It was. It was a nice, peaceful, relaxing weekend with family. My son popped up on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
He's like 30-something. Hey, Mom, can you braid my hair? Like, I should TikTok this, the show that you really got to show your homies. You got your mama. You sit between your mama legs getting your hair braided at 30-something years old.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Like, so I braided his hair. Well, put a bunch of plaits in his hair. His hair is so pretty. Like,
yeah,
so
he has beautiful
curly,
hair.
Pretty hair. I'm like, I need this in my life. You know how much people pay for this hair? And then yesterday was a house full of, you know, family. So we had I stayed in and had to move my car and just watching movies. I watched the movies with Maisha Saturday. And what was the name of the movie?
It was called See For Me.
See For Me. You ever see that movie?
No. Where is it? Because I think I saw, you know how when you're at the top of the screen, but I never just...
I definitely encourage everyone to watch that movie because it was about a blind girl.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Maisha. You could tell them about the movie if you want to.
You can go ahead.
Okay.
I'll just chime in.
Why are you always kind of... Okay, so the movie was about a blind girl. Mm-hmm. And what she does for a living is house sits for people that go away. So they hire her to house sit, which is weird. And I believe that she was really house sitting the cat. Not the house. Mm-hmm. So she was there to make sure the cat is being fed and stuff like that. So and she can't see, she's blind. So her mother was telling her about this app she should download because apparently she had a friend that she would FaceTime him and he would tell her everything that's going on in the house. He got mad because she was doing some criminal activity, stealing from the house.
These were like rich people that she was like house sitting for.
Yeah, she was house sitting for rich people. So I'm telling the whole movie. It's sad. So while she's there, these robbers come and try to rob the house. So she downloaded this app, and this app was called See For Me. So it's a human, you know, a person that FaceTime, and they telling you everything that's going on in the house because she ended up locking herself out the door, you know, at the house. So she had to call See For Me, and she had to maneuver, like, you know, try to find her way back in the house, and she couldn't. So she ended up downloading the app, calling the person, and they trying to show her where, you know, trying to get back into the house. Mm-hmm. I'm horrible at telling stories.
Yeah.
I am. I don't even know why I had to do this.
So, right. So,
You should have did this.
Yeah. So, the app is like, I guess Mindy said it's called See For Me. So, she locked herself out the house. So, the person is telling her, like, how to get back in the house. So, in the midst of that, she forgets to shut the door back. So these intruders come in, which was the homeowner's ex-husband or whatever.
You did not have to tell that part of the story.
Oh, just say
intruders so people won't get the...
Okay, all right. Anyway.
Don't tell the whole story.
Okay, all right. So anyway, in the midst of this, she hears intruders, so she contacts the people for me, so they like are describing to her like how many intruders it is and all of this kind of stuff.
It was suspenseful.
Yeah, right.
It was. Because she was blind, and of course, Maisha's blind. No one knows that.
I was cheering her on, like, yes, Sophie. Like, she was kicking butt. Like, she got all of those intruders out of here. Like,
yeah, she was not. She was one of them sassy. Her personality was just so sassy. She wasn't allowing her blindness to make her timid or anything.
Right. So the moral of the story was when the intruders realized that she was in the house, you know, they captured her and she was like, look, I'm blind. I'm not no threat. I can't tell the cops what you guys look like or whatever. And they like trusted her. They was like, okay, let her go. She can't tell the cops what we look like or whatever. So they trusted her. So she was like, look, don't let me go. I want parts. Like, you know.
She's like, I want some of the money.
I want some of the money, too. So I'll help y'all. Like, you know. So
apparently, it was like $7 million hidden in the safe in the house. And that's what it came for.
So the moral of the story is she ended up, you know, killing the intruders or whatever and getting away with the money.
You done told the whole story.
It's still some parts I didn't tell you. So okay. The moral of the story is that they trusted her because she was blind. So she outsmarted them.
Oh, wow.
Was she? She had a little con artist in her blood.
So, question: was this one of them Tubi movies or
no? This was a Star Wars.
Yeah. Was it an actual or like a
Paramount movie?
It was an actual movie. Like
it was in the movies.
Yeah.
And now this one's I've seen it on Prime. So you guys had to pay for it, right? You saw it at your grandma's. Uh-huh.
So my grandma and I watched it again yesterday, and my grandma was like. That was a good movie.
I was all like, Maisha, you blind? We can get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so Mindy like, oh, Maisha, you wanted something. I'm like, no, Ma, because I don't know how they treat blind people in jail. So, yeah, exactly. Nah. Like, I don't know how that's going to work.
I'm like, wait a minute. Oh,
they don't tell you that part.
Hold on, wait a minute.
How would they treat a blind person in jail? Do anybody know?
Because she ended up walking away with the money. She didn't. Like, listen,
like
she
outsmarted all of these sighted.
Because she pretty much was like, wait, listen, I when the cops get here, I would tell them that, you know, I thought somebody was coming.
Right.
But what y'all got to do is y'all got to break me off.
And they was like, okay.
Y'all got to give you part of that $7 million. So she already had that instance that, I'm going to walk away with something. And she told them, she was like, check my bag. I'm down. Like, check my bag. They checked her bag. She had bottles of wine.
That she had stolen.
That she was already stealing. You know, from
Oh my goodness.
So, she was like, look, I'm blind. I don't have anything else to lose. But like,
she used to be a skier, right?
Yeah, and then she lost her vision. So,
but what made her so criminal though? Like, how did?
I guess she was like.
I guess her family was struggling,
mm-hmm.
and she was no longer like a athlete, like a skier. So I guess she was like, look, how else am I supposed to make my money? I don't know.
I did not expect her to be like that, though. I'm thinking when I saw the movie, oh, man, this is about, you know, that movie called Don't.
Yeah, it was sort of like Don't Breathe.
Where the guy was blind and he kind of came in his house and tried to rob his house.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought it was similar like that, but she was like, no, I'm a part. I want some of this money.
Both of them.
You never saw Don't Breathe?
They got Don't Breathe part two, too.
I didn't, they got a part two.
Yeah.
All right, so I had to put them both on my list to
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a really good movie.
Because they didn't portray her like as like some timid, passive, blind person that like she was here for it. So like I was like, yes. So
listen, her attitude. Right. She has such like an attitude, a bad attitude. Like, you know, from the beginning of the show, her attitude sucks.
Wow.
So it wasn't like she was like this sweet little blind girl. No.
She kind of surprised everybody.
Yeah, that was a good movie. See for me, Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah, I seen it on Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Did you guys watch, I guess Tyler Perry has a new one, Mia Coppola, and I didn't.
I heard it. I did see that movie. That was good.
Was it good? I'm getting mixed reviews from it. So some people says good and some people says not. So
it was a typical Tyler Perry movie. Kelly did her thing. Mm-hmm. She did.
What about the guy? I heard he was supposed to have been pretty good as well.
He was. It was good. But you know, some of his movies are very predictable, so you kind of predicted what was going to happen in the movie, but it was a good movie to me.
Okay.
I didn't even know it was Tyler Perry movies at the end.
I didn't know it until I saw it on Facebook. Like, yeah, I didn't know it was his.
I think I saw that movie twice, but it was a real good movie. You should watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's our movie picks for the week, you guys.
Don't forget Kung Fu Panda. I heard Kung Fu Panda 4 is like, we're serious money at the box office.
Part of Rotten Tomatoes or something. We just gave our review on our movie.
Like, yeah. And they old movies. People are probably like, go ahead.
Old to them, but new to us, so.
Yeah, you know what a good movie? The Bookkeeper, with Jason Statham. When I tell you, he was kicking butt through that whole movie.
Oh, I like him.
Oh, my
like
God. Him. Yeah. You would love that movie. And let me not do that. But, yeah, it was a really, really good movie.
He was great.
He was great. Oh, my God. He kicked butt through the whole movie.
And you said it's called The Bookkeeper?
The Bookkeeper.
Okay.
No, The Beekeeper.
Beekeeper. I did see the reviews for that. Okay.
The Beekeeper. Yeah. I said book.
Yeah, wow. You did.
And you didn't correct me? It's no, The Beekeeper.
I didn't know what you were talking about, though.
It was a beekeeper. Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not a movie person.
Anyway, let's move on. At the first day of spring, guys. So what do you guys got planned for spring?
Well, this week, Thursday, I'm taking Miley to the opening of Frozen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's still, like, Frozen's still a thing now?
It's on Broadway. It's like the Broadway production. It's it's not the actual movie. So
is that the Kimmel?
The Miller Theater.
Oh, wow. Get out of here.
I sat and watched Frozen one day. I can understand why.
I loved Frozen.
By the time I was running through the house, telling myself, let it go, let it go. Very good
movie. The twins was like 2 or 3 at the time.
Yeah.
Because Miranda was like 11. And we end up...
she was younger than that. She was probably like 7 or 8.
Okay.
And we went to go see Frozen on Ice Race.
That's what I'm like. Miranda's like 16.
Yeah.
And Frozen is still... Wow. So that's your plan?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Because remember, I took Miranda to see Annie when he came to the Miller Theater. And it was a good production, so...
Did she like that? I love Annie. Yeah. I could watch Annie.
Like, we all were like singing it.
The old
like,
Annie.
I loved it. Yes.
The Will Smith version of Annie. I can watch all. Like, I love the movie Annie. That was like one of my favorite shows.
And I love the original as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the original. Miley liked the newer one with Jamie Foxx.
Like, the other day I found myself watching Shirley Temple.
She went
I love old movies.
On the good.
Like, my daughter gets mad at me because I watch Highway of, what's this called? Highway to Heaven.
Really?
And Dr. Quinn. I was watching Dr. Quinn.
Now, that I used to watch all the time, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yes.
And she still looks beautiful today. Have you seen Jane Seymour?
No.
She looks wonderful.
I was
she
watching that all last night. I couldn't get no sleep. Yeah. So I was watching Dr. Quinn.
When the shows were a little bit more digestible. Nowadays, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. There's so many reality shows for me. Mm-hmm. I can't get with reality shows. I just can't. I don't know. Sometimes it seems scripted.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the violence and the ratchetness for me.
Yeah.
When a lot of these.
Like, when I do watch TV, I still watch like old episodes of Full House and Saved by the Bell. I don't know. That's my kind of TV shows. Like, when I was growing up.
And Martin.
We're
not going to do that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that again,
Because we can go on. But you know what? I love the Three Stooges. I can watch the Three Stooges all day.
You know what? The Three Stooges. Like, yeah, no.
I love it.
Hey, Mo.
We grew up on that, and 8 is Enough. Remember 8 is Enough?
Yes.
That was my show, the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did anybody remember Alf?
Ha! Kill me!
And what about the Harry and the Hendersons?
Harry and the Hendersons, yes. Yes.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? With John Lithgow?
Oh,
you don't remember
my Harry? What was the show about?
It was about the Bigfoot, remember? Mm-hmm. Bigfoot lived with his family.
I'm like Cheers, Sex in the City, Golden Girls.
I like Golden Girls.
I used to watch, you know what? I used to love Gilligan's Island. Until after
I used to love that show as well.
Until you think about it, it's just like, you know what? Y'all should have got off that island off probably about the third episode.
Yeah.
That was a good TV show.
Yeah.
That was when TV was black and white.
Right? She used to always have me watch Murder, She Wrote and Matlock. Like, I like Murder, She Wrote and Unsolved Mysteries. Even though, like, the guy voice from Unsolved Mysteries used to creep me out.
You and Aaron both. Oh, my God.
Hey, I used to be so scared.
The voice.
Yeah. So spooky. Like,
don't ever go to sleep to that
voice. To Unsolved Mysteries, right?
And you know who else is back on TV? John Walsh with America's Most Wanted, but with one of his sons.
Missing. Didn't he come out with his show called Missing?
No, it's actually America's Most Wanted. They revamped it again.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I was really surprised. Yeah.
I remember when his son was adopted.
Adam, yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, it's Monday the 18th. This month is almost over.
Isn't it crazy how time is just, woo?
Yeah. Did you guys, when time went
forward,
spring up, I guess that's what they call it.
Spring forward, yeah.
Spring forward. Don't it seem like the day seem longer?
No, I'm not going to lie. This last week I've been really jacked up with the time. And, you know, normally I'm up anyway. That's why I don't understand why, you know, like my time is just so off. But, yeah. It just seems like the day is so long.
Okay, so because I just wanted to, put it out here that a lot of things going on in spring in Philadelphia. If you have kids and families, please visit the Franklin Institute, the zoo, Sesame Place. So you guys have little children. This is definitely something you guys can. Adventure Aquarium, the Academy of Natural Sciences. Please Legoland. Stop. Anybody been to Legoland?
No. Uh-uh.
It's okay. The one in Plymouth Meeting?
Yes.
It's okay.
Bucks County has a children's museum. And then if you want to go out in the parks, definitely take your children out to Shady Brook Farm. They open all year round.
What's that little park on 6th Street? oh, my goodness.
The Franklin?
Is that Franklin Square Park?
Yeah,
6th and Arch. I love that park with the carousel and stuff.
And Spruce Street Harbor, when does that open? I don't think that open until, I'm going to take a look and see. Smith Playground, remember we take you guys there all the time?
Smith Playground with the big slide, yeah.
Also, Treetop Quest, Kids Castle in Central Park, Treehouse World. There's a lot of things. If you go to visit Philadelphia and things to do in Philadelphia, if you click into that link, it'll show you things you could do with your family. They also have things if you like you and your friends want to hang out. They have a list of wineries, like, you know, go to wineries with you and your friends. I know what a good winery is, Blue Ridge. You ever been there?
No.
Remember we went there last year?
Oh, yeah, such a time.
We had the food. It was amazing.
The
everything
was good.
The wine was good.
Where is it at? Hard.
It's like in
Sellersburg, PA.
Yeah, like it's an hour and 20 minutes
place,
away.
Bloomsburg, like up in that area.
Yeah. Okay. Bloomsburg University.
Sellersburg, PA, yeah.
So their food was amazing. When I tell you, we had such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
From the time we got there, we were laughing to the time we left.
In the car, yeah. We laughed like the whole time.
And so it's a good thing. Grab your girlfriends or couples, you know. I plan on doing like couple things this spring and this summer. And looking for things to do, like a lot of rooftops, restaurants, a lot of outdoors. So if you're planning to go outside, because you've been in the house for so long, hibernating throughout the wintertime, definitely go to visitphiladelphia.com, and they can show you a lot of things as far as animals and nature, parks and playgrounds, museums, places to eat outside, and also the wineries that's nearby.
Yeah, because I think the within kids our are area. Going on spring break soon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get your kids out.
Yeah, get your kids outside. Do family things.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. The Please Touch Museum.
Sending them out on their own. Like, do family things with your kids. Even teenagers. You can take teenagers out. Do a little picnic in a park. Mm-hmm. And allow the kids just to be free of themselves. Because it's nothing like having that. I love to ground. I'm into grounding. Mm-hmm. So I love to go to the park and take my shoes off. That's, like, one of the top things that I love doing, like, the spring and summertime is grounding and taking my shoes off and just allowing my feet to run through the grass.
Yeah.
I wish people would, you know, mind their dogs.
That's a fear of mine. Right. Oh, my
like, that's a definitely fear
Not
of mine, stepping in
see.
Some dog poop.
Can you imagine? Like,
trust me, you don't want to see it. That's why I didn't take them and let them run around in the field the other day, because I just knew, you know, and they were ready to run too, you know?
Yeah, yeah, imagine your child just falling in something.
No, imagine being blind and you just step down and like, oh, what's this squishy stuff?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, my goodness.
But there's a lot of dog parts out here to take your dog and your kids.
Yes, get your pets out.
Get your pets out.
There's a lot of even like pet-friendly restaurants and stuff, though. Yeah.
It was a lot of people out on Kelly Drive Thursday. A lot of people with kids and dogs. And it was good just
Didn't
see.
They just redo the lights? Oh, no, that's a Boathouse Row.
The Boathouse Row. That's right. You can visit
so
that.
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. Oh, my God. They just lit it up like a couple weeks ago. And at night, when you ride by, it's so gorgeous. So it's
and
so much
so
to do.
And just so peaceful and beautiful down there. Yeah.
Outside to not get yourself or your kids in trouble and spend time with family. This is the best time of year to just enjoy the outdoors and do things with the people that you love.
Yeah.
And with so much going on in the world, with so much angry people, road rage going on.
Just a little bit. I think it's just a little bit of everything going on right now.
Yeah.
So many people are so uptight that you have to find your happy place.
Yeah.
Like something that would make you feel at peace.
Right.
And to me, when I feel at peace, when I'm at peace is when I'm at the mall. I mean, when I'm at, shopping. But when I'm at the park, that's my most peaceful place. That's my I call it my oasis, place of serenity, where I just like to sit in a park and, you know, look at the sun, sit there and 'cause when the kids was, I just kind of walked away and just sat there near the water. The kids kept yelling, "Mom, Mom, get back. Mom, Mom, get away from
You're
the water."
I'm like, she's not going to fall.
I'm like, I'm not going to fall. You know, I'm just admiring the sun, getting my vitamin D in at the same time, but admiring the outdoors.
That's why I love the summertime. I love going to the beach and just listening to the ocean. And when I win a lottery, I'm going to buy a beach house.
I was going to say, speaking of lottery, Mindy, how far, how big is the lottery now?
Oh, my God. Y'all really want to do this?
Yes. I do.
So the Mega Millions is at $875 million.
What's the payout? I guess it don't matter when it's 875 million.
Uncle Sam can take his 30%,
He can take 75 and I take the 800.
Uncle Sam, you got it.
And then the Powerball is $645 million.
I'll settle for that, too.
Wow.
So we should play, guys. We should get together and put, like, money together and do, like, a poll and play. What would you do with all that money?
I don't even, I can't even
imagine. What would be the first thing you would do if you hit the lottery?
I myself would hire a personal driver, right? Because I'm so tired of Lyft. I would buy Lyft out.
I hear another Lyft story.
I don't, they do me so wrong, right? So I would buy Lyft out or come up with, I would.
Come up with your own
Lyft
company.
My own transportation company, right? Yeah. I would donate a lot to the National Federation for the Blind. I would do so much for the blind community because that's a passion of mine. So,
What would you do?
For blind people, I got y'all if I win.
That's it? Okay.
I would hire a personal, a chef. I want it all. Right?
Beach house, chef, driver, me, nanny.
Would
you get a nanny
my
for
life
the kids?
Easier as a blind person.
No. You would probably be the only thing that
you
I
wouldn't
probably
get a nanny for your children.
Mm-mm.
Why?
probably because I'm lying right now.
I'm not saying I'm blind and I can see right through that lie, Monica. Stop it, okay?
I just told him to go lie on
she
the air.
I got a list of nannies. All right.
That's gonna be the first call.
Yo,
right? I get a nanny, financial advisor, right? Because that's the first thing.
That's
you
the
do
first thing when you financial lottery, advisor. Right?
Yeah,
right.
You so call that, a nanny and be like, "I need a nanny for a month and disappear."
And right, then I need a
or to travel with me for a month.
And then I need a bodyguard. Just have a big old bodyguard with me. Not because I probably need it, just because I have the money to get it.
Listen, I'm changing my name, my number.
So hold that thought, because we about to break for 3 minutes and come back, and we can talk about what Mindy's going to do when she hit the lottery.
We'll be right back.
Brewery Town Construction LLC is a family-owned general contracting company known across the Philadelphia and tri-state area for completing high-quality home renovations and larger commercial building projects. If you are looking to renovate your home or business, contact Brewery Town Construction Company at 888-572-8696 or at brewerytownconstruction.com.
Junkstar is a professional and reliable company dedicated to providing efficient and eco-friendly solutions for all your junk removal needs. With years of experience in the industry, we understand the importance of keeping your space clean and clutter-free. Our team of trained professionals is committed to delivering top-notch service, ensuring that your debris, trash furniture, or junk is removed promptly and responsibly. We handle a wide range of items, including old furniture, appliances, electronics, construction debris, yard waste, and much more. At Junkstar, we prioritize sustainability and strive to minimize our environmental impact. We employ environmentally friendly disposal methods, recycling and donating items whenever possible. Rest assured that your unwanted items will be handled with care and disposed of responsibly. Customer satisfaction is our utmost priority, and we aim to exceed your expectations. Our team is punctual, courteous, and equipped with the necessary tools and equipment to complete any job efficiently. We offer competitive pricing and upfront quotes so you can trust that you're receiving fair and transparent service. Whether you need residential or commercial junk removal services, Junkstar is here to assist you. Contact us today to schedule your hassle-free junk removal and experience the convenience of a clutter-free space. Call 888-572-8696. That's 888-572-8696.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
oh, yeah.
So.
I saw 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Hi, and welcome back to Let's Talk with Mindy, Monica, and Maisha. And before our break, we were talking about what we would do if we would win the lottery.
I'm hitting that lottery. Oh. So what would Mindy do? Me and my husband is going to disappear.
Just up and disappear.
We're going to send all our kids. We're going to buy all our kids out. Like,
buy our
We're going to buy them out.
Like, how does that work? Like, I'll give you $1 million. Don't ever contact me again. Like, how do you buy your children out? Like, let me know.
You just said it. Oh my God. You go. And then I'm going to set trust up for all the grandchildren. And tell the kids, here, never bother us again. We see you 3 times a year. Your birthday, Easter.
And Christmas.
No, and Christmas. For the rest, and then the rest of the days will be about me and my husband.
Oh, wow. I don't know how I feel about that.
So So
she must have forgot she was sitting next to you.
I don't know if you guys know, but I am one of her children, and she plans on buying up. But if the price is right,
and the thing about it is, I'm gonna have a guy dressed up like he's the CIA, knock on their door and hand them a package.
See, Mindy is talking trash right now because she know darn well.
Well, y'all see that money. Y'all wouldn't care to see me or not. We could FaceTime.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Me and my husband going on an island somewhere.
That sounds great. We're
going to disappear.
Oh, my goodness.
And, like, listen, we take care of all our families. But, you know, all jokes aside, I definitely will pick five organizations to donate to, especially for the children. I think it would be children, animals, the ADA, American Disability Association. And I probably, with $875 million or $645 million, I will make a lot of donations.
You definitely wouldn't end up being one of those, the lottery ruined my life type people.
No.
I never watched that. I'm like, how?
I say the same thing. Like
you had $300 million.
I want to hit him upside the head. Like,
yes. Oh, my goodness.
No, I would definitely make a lot of donations. I feel like that'd be too much money you could spend in a lifetime. Right. Why not spread the love or donate and share it amongst other people with my family? I would probably set them up with businesses.
Right.
You know, instead of just giving them the money to waste, here's, tell me your business plan and I will, you know, fund it for you.
Right.
Make that commitment. I'm only giving to people that has a business proposal together, and I'll be the one to finance that. Is that creating that generational wealth?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you don't ever have to come to me asking for no money.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Once I give you this, it's all good. So that would be my take on it. If I, you know, when I hit the lottery, is just making sure that family building that wealth and not just wasting my money. Then I'm a hide, because I heard those stories where the family members be hiring people to kill. You know, the one thing, there is like what they say is a blessing and a curse,
yeah,
with the lottery. And
yeah, that's the name of the show, The Curse of the Lottery.
And people just greed will,
yeah,
will have people do anything.
Yeah.
And it's sad, because all you have to do, I don't know their stories, but to me, I would make sure that my family is well taken care of.
So you ain't got to come after me.
So you don't have to come after me.
Right. You don't have to take it. I'll give it to you. You
know? I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what I think you should have. So by saying that, I know each individual and I know what they would do. I would customize. I'm not giving everybody equal amount. It would be customized to that person that I know how they would handle the money. And again, you come up with a business proposal, and I definitely will, finance that business for you.
My mom got mad at me one day because I said if I ever won that kind of money or came in that kind of money, I would send her like a monthly stipend. And she was like, well, why would you? Because I know you would give it all away.
You would give it away. Set up a nudity plan for her.
I just know she would, because that's, she just a giving person. She would just.
I can see somebody robbing her or taking advantage of her. That's one of those people. She'd be like, I'm going to Monica's mom. I know she's going to look out for her.
Grandma was the same way.
And, you know, you hear all the horror stories behind, you know.
That's what I was saying. So would you guys be scared?
I would have anxiety.
Yeah,
I think for me, like I always told my kids, I said, you'll always know if I won the lottery because I show up somewhere unannounced and just point to you and go like this.
Or your mama needs you to help her bury a body.
Exactly.
I would be nervous.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they say you're supposed to put it in a trust and, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
What's that?
When I listen to these celebrity stories, I don't think I want to trust a financial advisor with my money. And then, you know, the bank's talking about they control it. No, I'm joking.
Right.
I'm not putting anything bad out there. I love financial advisors. You know. However, just play it safe.
Yeah. But you
don't
know
trust everybody.
You know, I always talk about I want a bigger house.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day I was watching this video on YouTube. They were like touring this house, and the house wasn't that big. I think it was only like maybe about 2,000 square feet, which is a big house, but not, you know, what I'm used to living in. But anyway, whatever it was. As a camera was running through the, you know, going through the building, I got worn out just thinking about Jacob and Ellie. I said, oh, they will wear me out in this house.
No, you create their own space, like, yeah, in the basement. You give them, like, these writable walls and just let them write all around. Mm-hmm. You know, you just create a space for them to just be freely open.
Where they can run to the horse's eye. Right?
Like, create a whole daycare down there. Like, you know, it'd be a daycare center because of my grandchildren. Then it would be a bowling alley right there because of my friends. And then it would be the cigar lounge, you know, for my husband. And then it would be the outdoor space where you go swimming.
I think I just want a condo on a beach.
That's it?
Yeah. Like a nice condo. A penthouse or something. Like, I don't know. I don't need, like, a really big house. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you would do good in a condo. So, because being in a house by yourself, I just was thinking about that movie, See For Me. And just somebody breaking in, and you can't, it's not like you can look on the cameras and see who's there.
Exactly.
So, at least you can call downstairs to concierge. Like,
no, yeah, that would be the first thing.
Who y'all let up here?
My house would be like voice activated.
I would feel safe if you were in like a condo. Like,
yeah, you would have to have like some kind of, I don't know, I would have top.
Like those $6 million condos on Walnut Street downtown.
Oh, yeah, I would get one.
You guys ever look at those condos?
I heard they're beautiful.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. There's one, I think it's at 5th and Walnut, and they have like a pool outside on their rooftop, on their balcony. And it's so, oh my God, it's so, I think I would buy that house. I think it was like $6 million.
I think I know exactly where you're. One of our buildings looked down on one of those buildings with the pool, rooftop pool.
Yeah, Isha, I think I'm going to get you that. Well, $6 million condo.
Yeah, I was looking at the ones on, what's that, one pin, like at the Liberty Place, mm-hmm, like those condos.
So would you rather, I would not want to be in the apartment right below that pool. That just gives me the willies just knowing that much water is over my head.
Like, did you think like the ceiling all cave in? Like,
but I think it's a balcony though.
Mm. I don't know.
A patio balcony. It's a balcony that has like a pool.
No, it's one of those buildings our building looks over and it's literally smack dead in the middle of the.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. I'll let you guys know once I win.
See, for her, a condo would fit perfect for you. For me, I'm mama.
I'm nature. Yeah.
So I would want like a house sitting on an acre with my security armed guards.
3 acres.
That's kind of huge. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Look, a 1,000. So you know what, those little tiny homes.
Did you move out of Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like out?
As Jacob would say, out.
In Pennsylvania? Would you still live in Pennsylvania with all that money?
Out.
I'm changing my whole name. I want a CPN, another social security number.
Out.
Because my siblings know my last 4 numbers of my social security number. So,
what's funny? I don't want to be too far out, but, and like I said, I've been looking Delaware area. What? Which is not too far.
Listen, I gotta send my jet to pick you up.
Yeah, $645 million, and you're only going to Delaware.
Well, you know, I'm a creature of habit, so that's how I'm getting kidnapped because I'm a creature of habit.
It's like you're just going to.
She in Delaware. Delaware is only a 2-hour drive from beginning to end.
I'm going to Canada. I'm moving out to the country.
I'm moving as far as my money will take me.
Well, with that much money, you can go to...
You always wanted to move to Canada.
Yeah, I did.
So why don't you go to Canada?
Yeah.
So, Stalker, if you're listening...
Monica will be in Delaware. Why are you spending $45 million? Like, after Uncle Sam...
And the thing about it, like, she probably won't even be that far into Delaware.
Right on the cusp of the Pennsylvania
she'd
border.
She'd be somewhere in Wilmington.
Like, really, Monica?
Really?
She won't even go. She ain't even going as far as...
She's not even going to Dover or Smyrna. Like, she's right in Wilmington with her $645 million. Like, right there. Like, really, Monica?
You'll find her at your local market. Your local Ross.
Like, seriously.
Be in there with dark sunglasses.
You'd be like, Monica, we know that shit. We see Jacob and Ellie.
No, it's not. It's not me. Monica, we see the kids. And you always win.
Monica, no. You got to do better.
I got $1 billion and I'm at Ross creeping with the
kids. In Wilmington at Ross. I had millions. Like, seriously.
I say no, the kids kidnapped. Out my ramps.
Come on, Monica. No. No.
Oh, God.
Just make sure the house is secure. Well, make sure I'm getting a bodyguard. Would that be too much to have a bodyguard?
That's what I just said. My bodyguard's going to be with me, so what does it matter?
Oh, my goodness. Would that be too much to have a bodyguard?
No.
Like an armed bodyguard, like he looking like he from the CIA?
I don't know, but
with the Bluetooth in his ear.
I would definitely have to have security. I don't know.
The whole suit, like Beyonce bodyguard.
Holding your umbrella and stuff.
Yeah, that part. Oh my goodness. That'd be too much.
I would rather have a husband that's big like a bodyguard than I don't have to worry.
I remember this girl, this lady had won a lottery. And the lottery was for $645 million. Uh-huh. So she written on a piece of paper, $645 million. She put it under her pillow. And I believe her brother kids or sister kids was taken, and they were going into foster care, and she wanted to take care of the kids. And she couldn't afford it at the time, so she ended up, like, you know, seeing she prayed and put it under the pillow. And she ended up winning a lottery. She ended up winning the Powerball for exactly the amount that she put on the pillow, because that's the exact amount that the Powerball was at. And she ended up having this driver, like this tall, sexy driver, and they end up getting married.
What?
Mm-hmm. She end up dating him, and they end up getting married. She end up getting full custody of the kids.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So, by saying that, make sure you get a nice driver that you may marry. Would you want to marry? I don't know. I would. Would you get married?
Yeah.
Would you marry another millionaire or just an average Joe?
So it's funny you asked that question, because I was watching this video. This girl, she made $60 million. And the guy asked her if she would be able to date somebody that worked at, like, you know, like a manager of like a department store or something. And she said, it's not that I don't respect somebody that makes that much money, you know, that works, you know, that's a manager. She said, but because of the way her life is set up, his life is set up based upon when the store hours. She said, no, I want to be able to just get up and go, you know. She said, so his lifestyle has to reflect my lifestyle. So I guess in that instance, you know.
I don't know. It depends on the person.
But if you're talking about that kind of money.
You have $60 million and you are.
But I think it's the mindset of the person.
That's
that
what I
you're,
mean.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
you're dating. Now, if to me, if I'm dating someone and I fall in love and I'm like, this is my potential husband. Mm-hmm. Instead of him working at the store, I would probably give him money to invest into a business or something that he would like.
Yes.
You know, so he can have that flexibility so we can travel the world together or do what we need to do.
Yeah.
But also make that investment with him.
Yeah.
You know, if this is something that I, you know, that if it's somebody that I love and I want to be with, why not, you know, help him rise to the top of the ladder where you're at?
Right.
You know, at least give him that, okay, what I'm going to do is give you this amount of money and I'm going to see what you want to do with it.
Right. Right.
And if you're able to turn $1 million into $1 million, now if you say, babe, what happened was, you got to go. Like, at least I can, you know, if I have $60 million, I can probably waste $1 million. So if he wastes $1 million, right, and I give it to him, and he says, oh, hey, well, what happened was,
you got to go.
I'm glad that, you know, yeah. Not long as we have a prenup. So, yeah, I would, to me, love shouldn't have.
Be attached to a dollar sign.
Right. Especially at our age. Like, me being in my 50s is not looking for a man to take care of me and not looking for a man,
mm-hmm.
you
that
know,
wants me to take
that
care
wants
of him,
me right. to take care of him. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for somebody that we can build together.
In the middle.
Like, we meet each other in the middle. He has his money, I have my money, and somehow I spend his money and he spend my money.
Right,
like,
right.
Is the coming together collectively
and
to
it's
make
that
it
balance.
Work. Yeah. It's that putting that, people always say you're supposed to give somebody 100%. If I give you 100% of myself, I leave myself with nothing.
With nothing.
But if I give you 50%, you give your 50% equates to 100% of what we have together.
Together, right. Yeah.
And you still have your 50% because I don't ever want a man to give me his all.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And leave himself with nothing.
Yeah.
Because if you give me everything and I decide to walk out the door, you be ending up with nothing. Right. So, and I'm the type of person is not going to, I'm going to walk away with what I believe that I can make. I will walk away with just with myself and my dignity and know that I have the capability to build myself back up to where I was when I was with you.
Right.
That moral responsibility. I just can't see myself just not dating a man for money.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
You know, because once the money, I'd rather for you to put me on or teach me how to make money.
Mm-hmm. Make money, right.
Opposed to give me money. Because if you give me $500, if I ask you for $500 and you, I'd rather for you to show me how to get $500 opposed to just giving me $500. Because I'm walking away with knowledge and wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, to take that $500 and do more. Opposed if you give it to me next month, I'm going to ask you for another $500. Right, right. So that's bagging to me, and I can't stand bagging.
Exactly.
Right. And my pride, I'm a Leo. Our pride will not open our mouths to ask anybody for anything.
Right.
I'm that type of woman. You ask for nothing, and you would get everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would rather for a man to teach me how to get money opposed to just giving me money. Show me the ropes.
Yeah.
Because if you decide that you wanted to leave me or you decide that you want to be with someone else, I still have that knowledge that you instilled into me where I can now make it on my own without you.
Right, right, right.
So that's where I'm going with it. Like, I'd rather, you know, be with someone that's going to teach me to make money and show me how to make money opposed to just get pacifying me with money and show me how to save, invest, and all of those things.
Right, right.
So I can see myself dating someone that I make more money. Because money make all things possible.
Right, right.
But it's not everything.
What about you, H?
It is everything. Let me stop lying.
Okay, Monica. I do believe that is a mindset. I do think you have to be on the same page because if you're coming into the situation with that kind of money, you can't be with somebody that's like a poor paymaster, somebody that don't pay their bills, or somebody that's like really bad with money, because now what that person would do would deplete you of your resources and what you built. You know what I mean? So I think it has to be some type of equality there. And like I said, it really depends on, it's one thing if the person just don't have it like that, but they have the mindset to do it, I believe that's what you were saying. Mm-hmm. But no, you can't come in with a certain type of poverty mentality and think that you're going to sit there and ride the waves. No, that's not going to happen.
I'm rich dad, you're poor dad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
no, mentality. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you, Manisha?
Yeah, like I agree with what Mindy said. I don't know.
Talk about it. Stop being so quiet.
It's called
Let's
Talk.
You're part of this show. So we want to hear you talk.
Let's talk with who? Mindy, Monica, and
Maisha.
Oh, God, don't put me on a spot. Like,
you're young. You're the youngest of us three. Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's why I listen. That's the wisdom that I'm inheriting from you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what? Would you want your man to meet? If you had a mate, and he tells you, I don't have it all, but what I can give you is my loyalty, my dedication.
And with that, like, not talking millions or whatever, like, average, just 2 minutes. Average. Like, I everybody requires different things in a relationship, so it depends.
I guess it depends on the person.
Like, I have the money and he's able to, like I said, it's just different for different people. So
what is it for you?
Money is really not important. Like I said, if I had more money than the person I was dating, I'm fine with that. If he can contribute other places, like.
Yeah, as long as he pay his way.
As long as he pays something.
Like,
I'm not trying to take care of somebody. Like,
as long as he's helping out with the bills and he's taking you on dates and he's doing things that, you know, a woman likes and love, and buying you gifts from every now and then, knowing that you still have it. and not saying, can I, babe, can I get a couple dollars?
No, never.
Like, let me hold something.
I'm not about to, like, take care of you like a son. No.
So
like,
it goes back.
I'm not looking for a dependent, yeah.
How about he was like that person on, what was that movie? Acrimony.
Yeah, I can watch that movie all day.
And her name had another to be Melinda, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So remember, she was investing. She invested all of this into him, and he kept seeing like it's going to work, it's going to work. And like 10 years started going by. She ended up getting tired, and the friends was all in her ear. Oh, leave him! It's never going to work. It's never going to work. And then he ends up being a multi-millionaire.
Everything that she wanted.
Everything right, she wanted, he ended up giving it to the next wife because she wasn't patient enough to wait. But how much patience?
Right, like people do a person have? Thin. Yeah, so.
It depends on your patience, but like you said, if a man is walking into a relationship with a woman that makes more money, he still have a more responsibility to help out.
And, as a man, right?
As a man.
To contribute. Right.
You know, contribute to where you fit and not just think that you're going to have a free ride.
So that wraps up our show today, and we'd like to thank everyone for joining us. If you have any questions, comments, or show ideas, you can email us at info@mmtotalk.com. And you enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a good week, you guys.
Have an amazing spring week.